people are going to say, where is he? You know, where's he going? Thank you, Jesus. Well, today, amen, as I come on Live Streaming Ministries, www.livestreamingministries.ca/lighthouse, as I come today specifically preaching some word that will go out, some audio on the internet for those of you that are probably tuning in now from time to time as you hear me on the radio and as on television. Thank you, Jesus. And the more I watch and see what's going on in the world, and the more I listen to some of the news that's happening, things that are happening, and the more that I look around in the churches and I see what's happening in the churches, I say, my God, you cannot be too far from your returning. Because you said, if it was possible that even the very elect of God could be deceived, if it was possible, if it was possible. And religion is the biggest deceiver that I can see in now these, the last days. Amen? The foundation of the apostles and of the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, which we're supposed to be building upon. But I could see where we have built upon another story, another narrative. It's called denominations and the apostate church and the vain traditions of men, building upon it and building upon it. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Well, amen. Now they are still using the name of Jesus. This is where this great deception is in the land. And this is where Jesus said to take heed to yourself. To take heed, amen, for in the last days, amen, there will be great deceptions. For many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and they shall deceive many. And he commanded us to take heed. And the most important thing a person got to take heed from is his own self. And to be slipping into the things of the world. I know, as I look and watch from time to time on television, and I watch some of the things that are happening, amen, in churches and in the world today, I know they're slipping, and I know that the preachers are not preaching the right things, because I see how people talk and how they live and what they're fighting for and what they're defending, amen. What pastors in America, for example, and perhaps in Britain and other places like that, where God called out a people in the beginning, such great men as Smith, Wigglesworth, and other people from Great Britain who traveled overseas to North America to come here with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think of men that were raised up like in Britain, like John Bunyan, who raised up, amen, he spent 12 years in prison, separated from his wife, amen, because he dared to stand up against the religious systems of the day. And in those days, amen, he never had the protection of the law like we have today. So I can get on the radio on my part of the world and speak freely about these things, and I can go out on the highways and the byways, as which I do from time to time, and I talk about the things of God. Amen? Nobody can stop me because we have a democratic freedom. But the night is coming, Jesus said, when no man can work. And they're beginning to wiggle those things in now. They're beginning to wiggle them in now in the name of this and in the name of something else where you can't speak, and they'll use things like, well, you know, if you're standing for things that are true and righteous, they'll call you a bigot and a hate monger. They'll tell you that you're preaching hate against this group or some other sect or whatever the case may be when you're speaking the truth and righteousness. So that's the way the devil is going to try to get around it. Oh, he can't do it today like he done in the days of John Bunyan. Hallelujah. In those days where he could take people out and put them in jail. Hallelujah. And even preceding that, as you go back, amen, to the days, amen, of Hess, back in Martin Luther, back in the days, the Catholicism and the Roman Catholic Church, and these people were taken and executed and dismembered, hallelujah, in the name of religion, dismembered, amen, hallelujah. John Hess was taken, amen, hallelujah, burnt at a fire, at a stake. Why? Because he stood up against the Roman Catholic Church of that day. He stood up against the religion of that day, and they took him and they burned him. Now they can't do it today. Hallelujah. But there's going to be ways they're going to find out. And we see the elite news media now. Oh, they're so much in love with the Roman Catholic Church now today. You know, they broadcast it all over the news. I've been preaching now for years, amen, and I've been saved now for almost 38 years. And I know lots of men of God, and I can talk about them, some of them in America, and some of them in Britain. I can name Smith Wigglesworth, I can name Jack Cole in America, amen, and Oral Roberts in America, great miracle workers that worked the miracles of God, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in America, and preached salvation and laid hands upon people, amen. Hardly any news about them, amen. Hardly in the news. But the Pope, amen, he ordained somebody, amen, like now recently, amen, ordaining Mother Teresa and calling her a saint. Well, I'll let you know, amen, out there, hallelujah, you elite news media and everybody else, you don't have to be, amen, a member of the Roman Catholic Church to be canonized and be called a saint, amen, and have to work so many miracles. That's a lie from the devil. Now, why do you think Martin Luther left that, amen, generations ago? Thank you, Jesus, back in the 1500s. And now today they're lifting up those things to become on the news. And I know people working miracles I know in my life. She's going to be canonized now because she worked two miracles. Well, hallelujah, what would I be or you be, amen? I've laid hands upon people, amen. I've laid hands upon the lame, and they've walked. I've laid hands upon the dumb, and they've spoken, amen, and many other things. Amen? I don't hear any of them. I'm not on the CBC News. What about Smith Wigglesworth? Why don't they have some autobiography about him and put it on the news? No, because they love the Catholic Church. Hallelujah. They love the Catholic Church and all the corruption is associated with it. But it's not any much difference now in the Protestant Church. God passed it over to Protestantism as they broke away, and the founding fathers came to America, and the Puritan fathers laid the foundation. Not Thomas Jefferson. Amen. Not Thomas Jefferson. The founding fathers laid the Puritans laid the foundation of Christianity and religion, and it came and it spread out, amen, into Azusa Street, and people were filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost, full of the fire of God, amen. Hallelujah, full of the fire of God. They couldn't stop that if they tried. These men come in to create democracy so we as a nation and America could be raised up as a democratic nation. Amen. I agree with that. Hallelujah. Some of these founding fathers didn't even believe in God the right way. Hallelujah. They never done it for God. They done it for humanism, intellectualism, and are still hanging around today. We think that multiculturalism is of God. It is not of God. Amen? Well, maybe multiculture, amen, can be accepted by God, but not multi-religion. Amen? Hallelujah. Because there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we can be saved except to the name of Jesus. So every religion, every person has to bow to the name of Jesus. And we're afraid, we're too politically correct, we can't even speak it out anymore. Hallelujah. And God is tearing nations down. And he's tearing parties down and governments down. Amen. In America, there was a time, amen, when you had, you know, some of the politicians, they stood up, amen, for Jesus. And they stood up for the things that relate to Jesus. Now they're trying to do it in some politically correct way. They can't mention the name of Jesus. Amen. The Republicans down in America. And God is going to wipe their whole party right off of the map. Because he called those people, stand up for godliness. He called those people to stand up for righteousness and just say it the way it is. Amen. Out in public. Amen. And they've let it dwindle and fade away when they should be standing up. Amen. Hallelujah. And demanding that righteous laws be put in the laws of the land. Instead of that, now we get a president. Amen. Is condoning, amen, everything to do with marriage and condoning this worldism, for lack of a better word. Amen. All over the world, bring in all the nations all in one. The preparation of the coming of the beast system. Hallelujah. The preparation for the coming of the beast system. So we'll all bow down. There'll be one currency. There'll be one government. Amen. And by, there'll only be one mark that you'll take. Amen. Or you won't be able to buy or sell. It's coming. Amen. And the people like Obama and those people are the leaders of it. They don't even know it. The poor man doesn't even know it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that people to stand up, amen. Hallelujah, in the land and in the government. And our government here in Canada, oh, what do we have now? It's worse. So I'm standing up in the land today saying that Jesus is the way and he's the truth and the life. And I don't know how many will hear me, But I will say it, and I'm not afraid to repeat this in any court of law or anywhere I may go. The world is tumbling and crumbling because of intellectualism and humanism, and people are falling away from God. Amen. When they should be standing up for the truth and preachers and preaching all of the truth instead of being affiliated with political parties. Amen. I know the solution for black people in America is begin to call on God. Amen. To begin to call upon our Father which is in heaven, the one that delivered you and gave you your freedoms. It's not the Democratic Party of the United States or the Republican Party that gave you your freedom in America. It's amen, hallelujah, the Lord God Almighty, and you stand for him and don't turn back on the things of God. You don't need any political party. All you need is God, and stop being affiliated with corrupted politicians. And the churches clean up. And clean up your congregations. And get on your knees and begin to call on God. Amen. And say, thank you, Lord God, you delivered us from all those things, from slavery and all those things. Now, God, do not bring us into the bondage of religion. Don't bring us into the bondage of corruption. But deliver us, amen, to the free and the righteous ways in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't need any politician. Amen. He'll clean up the ghettos. He'll clean up everything. What they need to do, amen, is march to the ghettos. Amen. All over the world, amen. Playing the music of Jesus and shouting hallelujah and walking up and down the streets. Amen. And people will come out and criminals will come out and people will get saved and they'll repent and call on God. Amen. Not standing up protesting and burning buildings and doing all those things. Begin to call on God. Amen. Hallelujah. And do the right things and God will return for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
In a land now full of protests. Strikers, the Bible says, in the last days. Strikers. Disobedient to parents, rebellious in every way, fighting and arguing. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you have politicians and people trying to ride the wave so they can get in power. Amen. And try to bring the nations down. I wish I could say that the end of the world has a good ending, but it doesn't, because the world will wax old as a garment. Amen. And God is going to create a new heavens and a new earth wherein will dwell righteousness. Hallelujah. God is going to take his own elect people away from this world. And this world will be destroyed with a fervent heat. And the heavens shall melt with a fervent heat. So I only know the ending, amen, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, as I see how it's going to happen. And that's how it's going to happen. So the ending can be good for you only through the name of Jesus. And not only through the name of Jesus, but through the name of Jesus, the right way, where you'll stand up and you'll preach and you'll be what you have to be, no matter who you're talking to. You will speak the truth of the Word of God. Because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Hallelujah. And Philip began to question him. He said, when have we seen thee? When have we seen God? And Jesus said, have you been with me this long, Philip, and you've not seen the Father? And people out there, they hear the word of God through preachers, and they're waiting for God to come some other way. They're waiting for God to come some other way, and they hear things that they have to do to get up and do even in our own church and in our own midst. Amen. You hear things. Amen. And you know, you think you know God best by some past experience. That's the way you know God, is by what you hear. You will not be justified by hearing the word of God. You will be justified by what you do on the judgment day. Everybody. Hallelujah. Is by what you do, not what you hear. Because it's not the hearers of the word are justified, but doers of the word. And it's not some narrative that you'll create, you know, 40 or 50 years ago, you got saved at some altar, and that's the end of it. No. That is false religion brought in by religious systems over the year and allowed people to become lazy and allow them to sit, amen, and begin to feel okay when they're supposed to go. And he gave some pastors and he gave some evangelists to do the work of the ministry. Amen. There's nobody that's ever been saved that can't say he's not an evangelist. We are all evangelists for the work of God. May not all be pastors, and we may not all be apostles, and we may not all be prophets, But every person that ever got saved, amen, has the good news of the gospel. And he's able to go to the next person and say, I'm saved. Are you saved in the name of Jesus? We all have that ability. We all have that ability to go and talk to someone and tell them, are you saved? I'm saved. That's being an evangelist and going spreading the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. And if we don't do that and we just sit back and say, well, I'll wait for opportunities. Well, thank God Paul never waited. Amen. He went to places, he was stoned, he was ridiculed, he was persecuted. We want to sit in a comfortable place, and we don't want to go in, as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 9, and take on cities that are greater and muddier than ourselves. And we want to just sit in our own place, in our institution, where we just sit back, where people are preaching prosperity, anointing oil cloths and all that stuff, paying money. As I go into Africa, I see just corruption now, and going on with all the people down there. Amen. Paul said this. He said, take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself and to the flock of God that God has given you as overseers. Thank you, Jesus. So it doesn't escape anybody, not even the preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must be serious and go forward. And you that listen to me out there, amen. Hallelujah. In various countries that tune in from time to time, I know, because I see hits from all over the world, in various places in the Middle East even, amen, and in Britain, and in Canada, and the United States, and even in Russia and those places. You must recognize this. If you don't recognize anything else, you must recognize that there's an apostate movement, and has been for a long time. Actually, I think it's been developing ever since, amen, the beginning. Hallelujah. But God, you see, we think that we move God. We move God. We have revivals. And we do this and we do something else. You know, Azusa Street. No one created that last day revival, you know, that came on Azusa Street and other revivals, you know, that happened here and there through Britain and the Welsh revival, you know, the Scottish revival. Hallelujah, and the Hebrides and those places. They weren't created, amen, by man. They were created by God. And I think it's like this. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles and of the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And he came and he moved from Catholicism into Protestantism, which moved into Holy Ghost baptism and fire of God and word of God, and created something, and they turned it into a name called Pentecostalism. But it's Holy Ghostism. Hallelujah. The word of the living God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So that's what's happening in the world today. And that's what's happening with people. They got all these ideas in their mind that they created this revival, or some person's name comes up. God created Azusa Street because he said, here I am. You're going far away. But I am the same God of yesterday. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the same. So he had that great Azusa Street revival to try to drench people in the power of the Holy Ghost so they would go forward and maintain it and keep it. And they faded away from it. And even today, they're trying to copy this and copy that. But without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So it's not man that created it. God created it. Not because man is so great or so deserving. It's God is there with his love saying, I am still here. I am still here. And even now as I speak, and the words I speak, it's still God's love. And it goes out over the airwaves. I don't know, many people hear it. What would you do about it? Amen? Or do you want that apostate church where you can go to church and you can sit down with shorts on? Do you want that apostate church where you can go, amen, to church with a t-shirt on with no sleeves and chains around your neck and earrings in your ears and in your nose? Men. Hallelujah. And women. Not today. Do you want that apostate church where you can go to church, amen, hallelujah, and you can wear a miniskirt, amen, and when you're going to church, you got to put a blanket around you when you sit down? Hallelujah. Is that the one? Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all of thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We have got it all backwards. We're trying to make a religion to love your neighbor as yourself and leave God out of it. But it don't work that way. You got to love God first, not your neighbor. And they're trying to make a gospel of good works and good things. and to get the glory of man by this institution and some other foundation, and you know, doing this for HIV AIDS and some other, all good works will all shall perish with the using, amen, except we keep the commandments of God, it's of no use. We must obey the Lord our God and keep the word of the living God. I should be preaching this to thousands, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe one day I will. So write me an email. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all there on my webpage. As I go in and out of Africa, and soon be going again now. Amen. To do the work of God. But are you hungry and thirsty? The main thing is that I stand in is this. My sheep know my voice. So if a preacher stands up and preaches and preaches and preaches the truth, amen, there has to be a group of people, amen, that hear his voice and want to go forward. And I thank God for that. Are you out there, the sheep that's hearing the voice of God? What if you are, amen? Just write us an email of encouragement and let us know, amen, you're being blessed by the word of God. Or are you a member of the apostate church? Sometimes I see such silence. I have to say, I think the whole world has become an apostate. But it can't be, because Jesus said this. Amen. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he will create the body of Christ upon the face of the earth. He has to.